1350 KMAN.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Brady Bowman with you here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And this morning show is piping hot. Explosive show we have this morning. We're going to have a lot of fun. Later in the show, we're going to have the pyro crew from Wamego, Boomtown, talking about their giant fireworks display that's really renowned in the Midwest. But right now, we're going to talk fireworks safety. This is a good combination of a show that we have for you today, as we have Manhattan Fire Department Deputy Fire Chief Ryan Alms and Deputy Fire Marshal Ryan Courtright. Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
How about this combo of a show, right? Fireworks safety, then we're just going to talk about a bunch of fireworks, too.
Perfect. Perfect.
It's a good combo. We got it all in this one.
Safety first,
I noticed too. There were some puns there at the beginning, too, about being an explosive show.
Yes. Yes. The fuse is lit. We're ready to go.
Well played.
And with that, let's talk a lot about fireworks safety. And just, this is a big, busy time of year just for fire departments just all over the country. What are some things that we need to be looking at this year especially?
Yeah, you bet. I'll kind of just go through some of our basic fireworks safety tips that we put out to the public every year. You'll also see these posted at all the fireworks stands here in town. I guess I'd first start off by saying that fireworks sales will start at noon on Sunday, and those will go through midnight of the 4th. You can start actually discharging fireworks starting at a.m. On Sunday morning, and that'll go again through midnight on the 4th. Fireworks discharge every day goes from 8 a.m. to midnight, so after midnight we shouldn't be shooting fireworks. So, but anyway, get on to some fireworks safety tips. First of all, we want to remind folks that fireworks should only be discharged under adult supervision. I want to make sure that we're keeping our kids safe. Want to always make sure that we're reading our fireworks labels. There'll always be a good description of how to properly discharge the fireworks and any precautions that need to be taken. You should always use fireworks in a clear and open area away from buildings, cars, people, dry vegetation, that kind of thing. You should never ignite fireworks in glass or metal containers. You should also never hold fireworks when you're lighting them. You want to place them on a smooth, hard surface, away from any debris or anything that could become problematic, and make sure that we're discharging fireworks away from structures.
And sorry, did you have one more?
Oh, I got plenty more.
Oh, well, yeah, it's true. Yeah, there's a lot more than that.
Yeah.
And Ryan Alms, again, Manhattan Deputy Fire Chief, as far as conditions for this year's 4th of July, and that's always such a big factor when you're talking about fireworks safety as far as how dry it is, vegetation, those sort of things. How are we looking this year so far?
Well, and thankfully, we got a little bit of rain last year. It looks like things have greened up some. It's still dry out there, and we need to exercise caution. Every year, whether or not how many calls the fire department runs is really dependent a lot on the weather. And when you look back last year, it wasn't real dry, and I think we still had 9 calls for service. With fireworks, as hot as they get, if there's something dry enough to burn and it's on it long enough, it will burn. And so, I'm optimistic that maybe we'll get some rain Saturday night, and that'd be a positive thing, kind of wet everything down. Because those years when it's dry, it's so easy to light vegetation with fireworks, and with so many people shooting them off, it impacts how many fires start.
Especially when some of your fireworks are like aerial in nature, you don't know where they kind of fall sometimes. I remember it's been a few years ago, and my dad still gives me a lot of hell about this from time to time, jokingly now. But it was probably, I want to say 6, 7, maybe even 8 years ago. My parents were off on a vacation, I think, to see some family in California. And I stayed put, so I kind of manned the house for a little bit. I think it was during the summer. I think I was kind of back home for the summer anyway, or visited over a weekend. And shot off some fireworks with some friends. We live kind of out in the country a little bit. And it was in the kind of this gravel driveway area. I was shooting off fireworks, had some fun. And there was this old plastic toolbox that you kind of put in the back of a truck, a mini one, and got done with the fireworks, and it was filled with fireworks. So I went and picked up all the fireworks, put them in a bag, and then set the container in front of this evergreen tree and just put those bag of of used fireworks on top. Let it set. Everything's cool. Yeah, I think you guys know where this is probably going. So think nothing of it. Go to bed, and I wake up. It's probably like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm hearing just a bunch of fireworks just out of our window, just seeing the glow of fireworks coming through our window. And I'm thinking, why are our neighbors shooting off fireworks at this hour? And I look outside the window, and half the tree is just in flames, like 5-foot, 10-foot flames. And it burned through and melted through the plastic container. Think the tree survived. My dad wanted to cut it down. This was a tree I helped my dad find when I was like a little kid. This was like a sentimental thing, and it's grown back in now. But an example of when you're done with your fireworks, you can't just leave them laying around on something.
Yeah, and I'm glad you bring that up. That's a great story, actually. We always tell folks that the best thing to do when you're going to discard used fireworks is soak them overnight in a bucket of water before you actually throw them away. At the very least, make sure you're throwing them away in a metal container to avoid just exactly what happened to you. So that can be a good portion of some of the runs we call, and some of the major fires we've had in the past have been just because of the discarding of used fireworks. So,
and that was an example, and that's probably my only firefighting experience was that night, because I ran out, got the garden hose out and hose down the tree. But
I think people are really surprised sometimes at how long those things will stay hot.
Yes.
And how they'll still ignite after hours. And unfortunately, we had a house catch fire, and it was basically a total loss in 2016 from just that. The fireworks were put in a plastic dumpster. It was kind of away from the house, but it caught fire, caught the fence on fire, and ended up catching the house on fire.
Even if it's a really thick grade of plastic,
it's going to melt right through it.
Because it was a quality little toolbox. It wasn't just like some little cheap, flimsy thing. So, that was a fun night. Especially a fun explanation when my parents did get back from vacation and noticed that half the tree was almost gone, had this giant hole burned into it. That was a fun story.
Mm-hmm.
Some other things of note, Ryan.
Yeah, you should never attempt to... don't really remember where I left off, but you should never attempt to relight fireworks, duds, things like that. Always allow sufficient time to make sure that they, in fact, haven't ignited. And then again, dispose of them in a proper manner, as we mentioned earlier. One of the bigger suggestions I would always make is to make sure you've got either a bucket of water, a garden hose, fire extinguisher, something that's there nearby. If you're able to extinguish a fire, should it happen very early like that, that can avoid some very serious things that the fire department would have to deal with in the latter. So, and then finally, just make sure that we're being considerate to our neighbors, pets, young children in the neighborhood. Talk to your neighbors, listen to your neighbors. Just try to cooperate so we can all have a good time. So,
which you should be doing anyway. We should be talking to our neighbors anyway.
Sure.
Here with Manhattan Deputy Fire Chief Ryan Alms, Deputy Fire Marshal Ryan Courtright, who you just heard speaking. When it comes to, and it's different every city. I know growing up in Winfield, Kansas, where I'm from, they would never allow fireworks in the city, and you know, it varies city to city. As far as the type of fireworks that are allowed in Manhattan, is there any regulations on that as far as type? Is there some you can't have, some you can?
So you can only have consumer-grade fireworks. That's all that's allowed to be sold at the fireworks stands. Other than our fireworks shoots that are, they'll be one at the country club this year. Just consumer grade is all that's permitted here in Manhattan. And there's
consumer grade, just real quick. What does that mean?
It's a Class B firework is what it is. Ryan, you could probably elaborate a little bit on that.
You'll see on the firework itself, it'll say Class C consumer firework, or it'll be marked with the Department of Transportation label, which is 1.4G. And so when the fire inspectors go out and they'll be working this weekend to get stands inspected, one of the things they'll look for is to make sure that those fireworks are marked as consumer class.
All right. We're about due for a quick break. But with that, maybe start thinking about the craziest firework incident maybe you guys have seen in your career. Maybe we'll come back with that on the other side.
All right.
You're listening to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.